Boom, boom. We're traveling to Epcot, where magic of Disney comes together with the wonders of the real world. Its 300 acres are divided into two themed lands, Future World and Main Street Mekkies.
Nice!
It flows in good. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Main Street Mekkies, the show where two real-life engineers and hopeful Imagineers talk about all things Disney. I didn't change my title. I'm still mentally on a plane. It's Alex.
And sing us a song. You're the Disney man. I'm Noah. And I came up with that on the spot.
I wasn't ready.
I'm pretty proud of that one.
That actually might be your best. Like, I'm not joking. I think that,
what does it say that my peak was improv and not thought about at all.
Sing me a song.
Oh jeez. What was that intro you just did?
The monorail.
Okay, the boom, boom 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 was my favorite part.
I don't think I did that correctly, but I wanted to
but
do something.
But you did it justice, and that's what matters.
I did something.
Yeah.
I definitely did something.
Oh, okay. Round two of doing plugs. Welcome back to Main Street Mekkies. This is our second recording in our big mega session of recording from this is the same session we did our trivia episode in. So if you haven't heard that, you should go give that one a listen and then jump back to this one. But this is Main Street Mekkies. And before we get started on today's topic, some plugs. Head on over to Instagram at Main Street Mekkies to let us know what you think about the episodes. We're also constantly posting content because Disney is constantly dropping announcements and teasers.
At least trying to constantly post content.
we're keeping up with what we can, but it's tough. It seems like every other day there is some new content being posted, which is great. We're not complaining.
It's good things. It's such good things.
It's all good things. So head on over to Instagram to check that out. You can also go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave a review. Leave a 5-star review and let us know what you think of the episodes. And also leave any comments or requests to read your review in the voice of your choosing. I believe Alex is...
It's my turn.
Alex is at bat on that one. So leave him a review. And if you don't leave
a
voice, then,
the cursed mark.
Then I'll pick a voice for him to read it in. So no matter what happens, we're going to have a good time. You can also go to redbubble.com and look up Main Street Mekkies to find our merch. We've got a lot of awesome stickers with designs that Alex and I have come up with based on episode mouse geards, full episode mouse geards, just some Disney Imagineering niche content in general. And you can also get hats and t-shirt if you want to support us in a more visible way. But go check all of those out. Those really help the podcast. And just let people know what your interests are, that you love this sweet, very specific podcast hosted by two chaos nerd boys.
The plugs are getting weirdly specific.
That's our brand, baby.
Interesting. Second round energy is interesting.
And
if you are looking to book a Disney vacation, you can send me a message on Main Street Mekkies at Instagram or mainstreetmekkies@gmail.com. And because I am a Disney travel agent, I can help you book that. Pretty much what that means, Noah's standing and doing marches. He's stretching. Pretty much what that means is for no extra cost to you, I can help you find and book a hotel, look up the best deals for you, look up best tickets for you and your group. Help you with dining reservations, do the whole virtual queue thing for the tickets. He is rising. Noah is rising into a standing desk position.
Just kidding.
New energy. Oh no, the cord wasn't.
The cord got caught. I'm sitting.
Sitting energy has returned. If you are, where was I? Oh, I can do those annoying virtual queues where if you're on the West Coast, you're waking up at 4 in the morning trying to get a Disney tickets. I can do that for you. And again, no extra cost to you. So if you would like to have an extra hand or an extra person in your corner helping you plan a Disney trip and navigating all the crazy complicated things that is planning a Disney trip to either Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruises, or international Disney parks, again, send us a message at Main Street Mekkies on Instagram or mainstreetmekkies@gmail.com. Done.
Nice. Plugs.
Nailed it.
Plugs. Done. Two plugs one day. Easy. All right. Would you like to introduce what we'll be doing for this episode?
Yes. So this episode, we are bringing back probably one of our favorites, the music quiz.
Yeah.
So essentially what this will be is Noah and I have each picked a variety of songs. Mine is actually from my Disney Parks playlist that I listen to on Spotify. We will be playing those songs, and the other person will have to figure out where that song is playing from. So whether that's a park, an attraction, you get about 15 seconds because that's what fair use allows. And which I actually don't know if that's a real rule, but that's what we're going to continue to go with. Yeah. And we're going to just hope we don't get copyrighted. So
nice.
One of us will play 15 seconds. It should play for you guys, listeners, too. Listeners, guess at home. See how many you can get right. Noah and I will probably do... I don't know how well we'll do. We randomly pull really deep cuts.
Yes.
So, yeah. I don't know. Do you want to... I guess we can just roll right into it. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first, since you started us off on a trivia episode. So... there's some logistics that have to be taken care of. So I need you to not look at the screen for a second, because I'm going to pull mine up.
Yeah. So I'm going to continue to talk to listeners to kind of make our editing a little bit easier. So pretty much, I guess, peek behind the screen here. How this essentially works is Noah and I have to share our screen with our audio and then move that away so the other person can't see what's playing. And that's what he's done now. So I believe we are ready to go.
Okay, continue not looking at the screen, though, just in case. Because
I'm
going to
look away.
Okay.
Look here.
All right. Are you ready for your first audio clip, sir?
Let's hear it.
Are we doing 5 seconds or how long?
Let's do 10 seconds. Let's live in it
10
for
seconds.
A second.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, here comes the first clip. I hope you can hear this. Here we go. That was 10 seconds.
That's an Adventureland. No, that's Jungle Cruise specifically.
It is Adventureland. It is in Adventureland. I'll give you that. It is not,
it's not Jungle Cruise.
Would you like to take a second guess?
I will take a second guess.
You can also request.
Is that? That's not the Pirates queue. No, that's the Pirates queue.
That's Pirates.
Yeah,
that is correct.
The Pirates queue. It's really close to an Adventureland one or a Jungle Cruise one, but no, that's the Pirates queue, baby.
It's a little misleading because this is technically the sound mix for the Disneyland version, hence the crickets and like bayou sounds. But
I think they still play it in the Magic Kingdom.
So. And just as a little bit of extra, I had to really avoid the. The safety.
Ahoy, mateys.
Yeah, I had to avoid that. That was kind of a dead giveaway.
if you just heard that opening like trill sound though, you would think that it was Tower of Terror, like
Yeah, no, it's very ominous. Just that. So well done. That's one for one.
All right, I'd give a half. I had to guess incorrectly first.
You got Adventureland right. That's close enough. I guess we can specify for my last two. I'll specify if it is like just a general area soundtrack or if it's specific to a ride.
Okay, I'd say it's specific to an attraction because I don't want to give away if it's a show or a fireworks
That's
show
fair.
or a ride or whatever. So
okay,
leave our options open.
All right,
you ready for the first one?
I'm ready.
All right, look away.
I'm looking away.
You also have to do what I did.
Providing what?
Speaking to the listener. Oh, wait. You're the one that has to let me in.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this.
I'm not currently selecting it. So you're actually good. I'm not currently selecting it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. Okay. It's in. I can't see your screen. I can see you, though. All I can see is your Spotify window, very small.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
All right. I might have to do longer than 10 seconds. We're just going to let this play for a second.
Come right, on.
That's as far as I'm going to get. I just wanted to play it.
That's fantastic, buddy. That's fantastic. Maybe. That's music right there. That's
let me grab. Hold on. There's a better one in here.
That drop. That's just.
It's so good.
It's so good.
But there is a better one in here. Hold on. Fill the time. Fill the time.
So, anyways, I'll keep commentating on what I just heard. That first note, I honestly, my gut instinct was like fantastic.
Turn my audio down a little bit.
But I couldn't remember if there was like a newer. My weakness is shows in Disney World. Mm-hmm. I've only fully sat through Fantasmic.
It's the same audio track. I got the audio that I was originally looking for.
Let's hear it.
That should also be a better palatable.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's just iconic.
Absolutely so good. So fantastic. All right, you're one for one.
All right, well, that was a that was an underhand toss. That was a t-ball shot, and I appreciate that.
I feel that's where it came down to.
I feel less good about my second choice.
You're good. I'm looking at, okay. Let me stop my share. All right.
Look away for a second. Let me share this and get it.
I got a harder one for next time.
Oh no. Okay. Continue not looking. Keep not looking. Okay. So this is not a specific attraction music. This is an area in one of the four parks.
Okay.
Here we go. That's 10 seconds.
Is this going through? I think it might be Frontierland.
I'm going to give you another. So this is like a mix of tracks from this area. I'm going to give you another 5 seconds from a different part in this, just because that song didn't do anything while I was playing it.
It had a little bit of a fiddle in it. So that's why.
It did. All right. Here's another.
It could have been a mandolin. It could have been
five French. Seconds. Let me get this right. Hold on. Oh, no, that's not what I want. I want the most played part. There we go.
I'm going to say the France Pavilion.
It's the France area music.
I was initially thinking about that, and then I heard the fiddle, but I think that might have been like a mandolin or something like that, and it threw that, me off.
That fiddle is misleading, and that's why
it's super misleading. Yeah, because initially it sounds very French and like Ratatouille-esque, and then and then they throw in the fiddle. Not yet.
Yeah,
and then that was all I got, and I was
that makes it sound a little more frontier-y. Western, yeah. So well done. That was
you're trying to trick me.
That was the French background music.
Okay, I got a harder one now. So this one will be a little bit more difficult.
Oh geez, how do I stop sharing? There we go. Okay.
Okay.
I'm scared. Okay. I'm gonna look away.
I do have it selected, but it's tiny, so
there we go. Okay. Did not
see. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's hear it. Listeners, this one I think a lot of people will be able to get this on the first couple notes.
Oh, no. Oh.
Not much harder. That's all I'm giving, though.
I will say...
I think I know what it is, though.
I think I know what it is. Well, okay. Is that the Seas music?
Correct.
In Epcot? So the only reason I know that is because for the last 3 weeks, I have been frequenting many just Disney World ambiance YouTube playlists.
That's and, a common one.
It's a common one. And it's also very unique, I feel like. The Nemo music in general is just a vibe. And it's there's nowhere else bubbly. You can hear it.
It like, is. Like literally that the first initial notes remind me of Bubbles. Like, I don't know why, but
that's just good. That's good stuff. And it's very unique if you have made the association once in your life that that's Nemo music. I feel like you don't really ever forget it.
Yeah. But that's... No, once it's there, it's there. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How hard do you want me to go for the final one?
Oh, gee. Go hard, because okay, for your so last
I'm gonna give you a hard one, mm-hmm. but one that I know I can recognize on listening, because I know when to skip it or not skip it based on nice. based on how it goes. So
okay, that's fair. Yeah. Go hard on your last one, because I'll tell you right now, for your third one and final one, this I don't know if you've heard this before, but I think just because of like updates recently or since the last time you've gone, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I think there's still a chance you could place it based on vibes alone.
Okay.
So I'm gonna drop that and share mine. So look away.
I'm looking away.
My final track. Oh yeah. Do not look, because a lot of these tracks feature the name of the thing they're from just in mm-hmm. large font. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here is your final track.
Oh, this is Tron. Yeah, no, it's so nice. Funny that I have this on my playlist.
Oh,
no,
is it?
Tron, yeah.
Nice. Okay, yep, yeah. That's
Tron.
That is the Tron soundtrack, and
it's
I just
so good. My brother. My brother is so excited for the cyberpunk synth waves that they play on there, and he was like, they play like good music, right? Like it's low key trap music. And I was like, no, yeah, it's low key trap music. Like it is good. They did like, correct.
The on-ride music is so good, and I'm sad that the ride is as short as it is, not because, like, not for the roller coaster's sake, but just because I would love more of that music. If I could get a full album of just, like, ambiance roller coaster Tron music from Daft Punk, that would be great.
It's good. Yeah, it is by Daft Punk, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure. Did they?
Wait, I have it. I have it.
Because Daft Punk did the movie.
No, it is not.
Okay.
Is by Joseph Trapanese.
Great work, Joe. Good job.
Did a good job.
Tron Life
Cycle /run /MK_grid.
Nice. We got the file name in the official name of the mm-hmm. song. Yeah, it's just I'm super good. Excited to ride that ride. It's so
I fun. I am so excited to ride for the first time. Yeah. I'm so
remember
ready.
To breathe. I didn't and couldn't feel my legs when I got off. So that's just look, we asked for front row for our very first time riding it after being jet lagged with 2 hours of sleep.
I might be requesting front row on our first time
too. You should just remember to breathe and don't white knuckle the handlebars, because then you won't be able to. Then there won't be blood flowing through your body, and that's not how bones work. Okay. All right. Well done. That's
I'd say like 2.5. I'll take the given on the second one, because that why was there a fiddle in there?
Yeah, no, that was just I should have vetted my selection a little better, because that was not representative of the area at all.
Okay, well, so this one is going to be hard. This is
great.
I am not going to skip to any portion, because I know for a fact I can get this one within the first 3 seconds.
Okay. So hold on. Wait, I have a question for you before you do this. If it's something you can get within the first 3 seconds, why is it hard for me?
Because I think, okay.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it will be realized.
All right. Let's do it.
In a Disney park. This is in one of the Disney parks.
Oh, great.
That's 10 seconds.
I get one line of subtle mandolin, and that's
yeah. You asked me to go hard. I am telling you, I recognize this one within the first two notes.
Okay. Is this in Epcot somewhere?
Yes.
Is this in the China Pavilion?
Is that your final answer?
No, it's not. Is this in... Oh, man. I want to say it's like either China or Japan, and I haven't been in either, so I don't
know. So do you understand why I said it? I can get this, but you can't?
Yep, I absolutely might not, do.
You can't, but it's hard.
Okay, I'm gonna guess Japan, final answer.
It is from the Morocco Pavilion.
The Morocco Pavilion!
It is Moroccan soul. I'm gonna
that makes
a little
sense.
Bit into it.
Let's hear what it sounds like.
Solid soundtrack. Solid soundtrack.
This is a sick soundtrack, and if you would have played this part, I would have been more confused, I think.
Yeah, no, that. But I tell you, because there's a certain vibe I have to be to let that one kind of play through.
Oh, yeah.
And I recognize that one within the first couple minutes.
That's a solid soundtrack. And what's worse is we walked through the Morocco Pavilion on our last trip and like into the exhibits and everything, and I still didn't clock that.
It could have been that one day, but there's a long soundtrack. There's longer soundtracks. I mean, that one on its own, it's 6 minutes long. That song is 6 minutes long.
That's a vibe, though. That's a good soundtrack.
All right, so I'm going to throw out something. So we got a couple minutes left in the episode.
Okay.
Or not coming. We haven't been going for that long. And we blew through these. We blew through
probably got like 5 minutes till we're at 30, I would guess.
Yeah. I'm gonna pitch. We do some vibing. So okay. I'll do a vibe song, you do a vibe song.
Oh heck yeah.
And
okay.
and I got the song to send us out.
Ooh. Okay.
Sound good? I got a couple songs in case we end up choosing it, but I think that's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna sit here, hang out for a bit, listeners, listen to a little bit of music, and then because right now my physical body that is not in your ears from the past is in Magic Kingdom, and yep. So this will be the vibe to take through the rest of the trip.
Oh yeah.
So do you want to start with it, or do you want me to start with it?
You go ahead and start with it, because I got to pull up a vibe real quick.
Okay.
And yours
okay.
is already I shared.
I got one. Where'd that track go? There it is. All right. This one, for whatever reason, I love just hitting this one up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we can just share now. So
I can see you. Now I can see your screen.
I don't know how this is going to interact with copyright.
We don't make money off of these. It's
yes, that's
fine.
True. Let me skip a little forward. Let me
get to the meat.
There we go. They play this one in the Epcot Pavilion now, around the Remy's area.
I was going to say, I did not realize that the Ratatouille main theme, the name of this track, was so beautiful.
It is fantastic.
It is so grand sounding.
Yeah. It is. Whenever this one comes up on the playlist, I pop both headphones in because it is like encapsulating.
Dang. That's nice.
All right. I'll let you take over the vibe.
I also just want to say, I did not know that was composed by Michael Giacchino, who, if we haven't talked about him before, did Space Mountain in Disneyland amongst so many ride soundtracks. He also did Soarin', I'm pretty sure, like the original Soarin' Over California soundtrack.
I can now, confirm that. Hold on.
Yeah, double check for me. I'm pretty... Oh, wait. Actually, it might not be him. It's just
I know. Oh, no. The new ones. Jerry.
It was
Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith.
Jerry Goldsmith. He did both of
the original.
Ones.
So just kidding. Yeah. But Michael Giacchino did. He did the. I think he did the California Screamin' soundtrack also, and he did the Disneyland Space Mountain soundtrack. A fantastic composer.
Oh yeah, he did.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right now. Looking at my name.
Also, I don't know why. I assumed he would be like in his like 70s or something and would be like a long time prolific composer that's been around as long as Disney. He's 56 now. Like, wow. Yeah, guy's just had a wildly successful career.
No kidding.
Okay, I'll bring you. I think this is my favorite vibe of any Disney park in the United States. We're going back to Pirates, and this is in, actually, I don't know. This might also play in Magic Kingdom.
It's very staticky right now.
It's water sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I say I could spend an eternity just chilling in this cave.
Really? Like,
it's the water sounds and the music and just like, it's so peaceful. I don't know why. I can't explain it. Scientists hate him. Like, I don't know. I don't know why, but this is by far my favorite part of this ride. And it's the part of this audio track that I always start at when I'm doing a listen through.
So one of my favorite things about when we do these and we actually show it to YouTube is I kind of look over to the side here and I get to
see. Okay, hold on. I should have. No,
you can defend yourself afterwards, as long as you're okay with me actually saying this.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. I need your consent before I put you on absolute blast here. So we have Fantasyland area background music. Noah has listened to.
Yeah.
I'm picking the ones he has explicitly listened to.
I'm a good chunk into these videos. Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's a drumming line.
Oh, this song is so good.
It's probably pretty good. Probably pretty solid. Haunted Mansion Holiday, super solid. The Journey original soundtrack, fantastic choice. Great job.
Thank you. Journey's
video game, if you have not played it and you're into video games, absolutely play it. It is a trip. Then we get to this one. Mario Kart Wii.
Go ahead. Wii
themes. Go ahead. To do your homework at 150cc.
I've listened to that.
Noah has listened to a lot of it.
Okay.
If I may
defend myself, I clicked on this video once because it's a video called Mario Kart Wii themes to do your homework at 150cc.
It's got a thumbnail, Funky Kong on it.
It's Funky Kong. It's an hour long. And I just was so curious, like, what tracks were curated by this person. And I didn't watch like 20 minutes of it.
Oh, you skipped around.
I started and I skipped to Coconut Mall like a good American citizen. That's what I did. Like a good United States patriot. I went straight to Coconut Mall and listened to that. And then I was like, these songs are too hype to focus to. I can't use this.
I would not consider Mario Kart to be a study
and
atmosphere.
It's not. It really is.
And the rest is like mostly Disney stuff. I couldn't help myself when I look over and I'm looking at Funky Kong doing the nene. And
yeah,
it's a Mario Kart Wii themes to do your homework too.
Yeah, that's the vibe. That's the vibe on my YouTube. My algorithm is a mess.
Oh, mine's worse. Don't worry.
Oh man. Okay.
All right. Pop me in. I got a good one, and then probably take us out.
Yeah, bring us out and
take us out too. Yet, this is just one. This is my favorite loop park music they have ever made.
Whoa,
and, man, it would be hard to ever beat it. And I'm sad it's not still there, but I understand things need to change.
Yeah. Yep.
It's already been listened to for a portion.
We're I see that you're already 15 minutes into this track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'll start from the beginning again. For those who do not know, if you do not know, this is the Epcot Innovations Area loop. It is fantastic. This song is essentially my childhood boiled down to a sound wave.
Yep. And this would play when the lights were flashed on the ground, and we'd play with the lights after the fireworks and close the park down and stuff like that. So yeah, this is my childhood with Disney in a soundbite.
I never even experienced this in person, and yet it feels nostalgic to me. It sounds like the soundtracks that would play with like the educational computer games that we would play as kids.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's a reason that it left. It's definitely dated, and the new music is really good at Epcot, but I will miss this music greatly. I missed it so much when we went on our last trip.
This is good stuff.
It is. All right. I think with that, we should, I have our last song to close it out. I will pick it at the end, but we should probably tell the listeners thank you for joining us, for playing the quiz and then vibing for a few minutes afterwards. That was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Again, if you did, if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or Spotify, that's kind of the best way to help the podcast out. We will be back when you listen to this. It will be next week for us. It'll be a couple weeks with a trip recap from when I get back from my trip. We'll be talking Animal Kingdom Lodge. We'll be talking Run Disney. We'll be talking
Cosmic Rewind,
Tron. We'll be talking. So hopefully Luminous, maybe not Luminous. We'll have to see how that goes with the youngin, but,
yeah, the state of affairs at Tiana's right now. Gonna
state of affairs at Tiana's. A lot of food. We have a lot of restaurants we're doing. And
Flower and Garden.
Cool. We have a ton of stuff we're gonna be talking about, and I am so excited. Same. And so, do you got anything before I take us out?
Nothing else besides thanks for joining us. Hope you have a magical day, and until next time, play us out.
All right, fingers crossed we don't get copyrighted.
Pump it up a little bit. Pump it up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. To begin, let the this is the one that will get us this.
Yes.
It'll draw you in. Watch the moment unfold. Spark a dream that we're meant to follow.
How much of this do I like flying?
We have to get to the drop at least.
I know, I guess we do.
Yeah!
Have a magical day, everybody.